Yes, sir. What's good? What's good? What's good? Y'all, you already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV once again. It is February 27th. Is it a leap year? I don't know. But it is a leap year on a leap year. We're going over plenty of topics. I'm with the gang, Matt Chi, and Uncle Mike, and myself, CMO Sports.
What's going on, y'all?
Oh boy!
Oh, that's wow! That's loud! Wow! That was some loud men. Crazy. All right, where do you want to kick things off? Quite frankly, it's like the NBA All-Star break happened, and it all of a sudden became a dry spell across the board. I mean, there's some MLB going on, some spring training, some really bad uniforms being worn. There's a little bit of football news, and there's a little bit of NBA. So I don't know where you guys want to head to first.
We can go NFL.
Cam fighting 707. What's that all about?
Yeah, we could talk about Cam off rips, man. This guy, Cam.
Cam Newton's a character, man. I don't know if he needs help or if his just ego is just this massive to where he feels like he has to prove something in, like, you know, his criticism of other players and other people, quite frankly. Cam is like his own favorite person.
So, you know, when it first happened, a lot of guys were giving Cam props. Oh, you know, clowning the other guys, essentially, and saying Cam withstood up, fought off a lot of guys at one time. And, you know, yeah, of course, he's Cam Newton. He's 6'6", 200 and something, the high 250 something. I don't even know how much he weighs, but
yeah,
he's a big motherfucker, bro. And these are high school kids and, like, coaches as well trying to jump on them. But you know damn fucking well that Cam Newton was talking that cast shit before he got popped on. You know. So supposedly the interview came out of the other guys.
Yeah.
That actually jumped Cam Newton. And they said
he was running his mouth,
that he was talking mad shit to them. And he put his hands on other boy, on one of the coaches, and like grabbed him, like yoked him up. So that's when old boy with the dreads came over and punched on him. We gotta hear from Cam. He got a podcast and we ain't hear from him yet. Right, Cam, how did that sound? That's why I don't like player podcasts. They podcast when they want to.
I think Cam just got a taste of being relevant again, and now he's gonna do any and everything he can to keep his name buzzing. You know, he made those statements about Purdy and the other quarterbacks, and he got a taste of it. So now he just wants to keep it going. So that's just my opinion. I think he just wants to keep his name relevant and stay in something. Because there's way, if you don't want to be involved in stuff like that, you just stay out of it.
Cam's always had, like, this little bit of edge to where he's been the best in his head, you know, which as an athlete, I feel like you kind of have. Like, you need it, right? Like, you need to think that you're the best guy on the field. But Your career is over, brother. Like, you don't have to carry this with you, this demeanor. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to be that guy.
And the only thing I don't like as well, it gave a bad look on the 7v7
community. Period. Yes.
Community.
Yes.
Right.
Those kids are going out there trying to be seen.
They're competing at the highest level at these 7v7s too. So it's like, yo, what's up, Devin? What up, Job? What's good?
Yes, sir.
But
shout out.
It was just a bad look on that. And like Shannon Sharp also said this too, is that, you know, you don't see this shit happening at Eli and Peyton's camp.
Yeah, you don't. That's very true.
You don't see that shit happening at no real professional, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like, what? When Shannon says that, I don't listen to that, because he was the same one going courtside trying to start fights with people. He needs to sit the fuck down.
That's actually, you know, mad true. I'll give you
He was sitting the courtside just trying to be Mr. Thug. Be old like me. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Just
he was trying to pop off on the side.
Yeah, at courtside. I wish they would have stomped him out, man. Skip.
Man, ain't nobody stomping out Shannon. Skip. I can't hold you. Out of all the analysis, all the people and
that's gonna be a hard one.
Two or three of them big basketball players
grab his ass.
Listen, bro.
And he's 50 plus. Stop.
He's not the one to fuck with, bro.
Shannon Sharp or Kendrick Perkins?
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perk is just a big dude too.
Perk is big.
Big country. Like, Perk is a big country dude.
He is.
So is Shannon.
Shannon stay in the gym. Perk's just big.
That's true. Perk is just a
body. He's just big. Meat potatoes.
Now. Yeah. But other news across the NFL, the Giants, they are not giving up on Daniel Jones just yet.
That's sick. Hit the button. Hit the button. That's a sick Negro up there.
This is a sick Negro.
There you go. It's disgusting.
I've heard a lot of conflicting reports, though, Matt.
Yeah, Joe Shane might just be throwing up some smoke.
I've been hearing to keep him. I know what Joe Shane had an interview today, and he said he's not necessarily, he believes in Daniel Jones. But that's all smoke. You can't give up what you really want in this draft. The draft is like a month away. It's not less than a month. It's like a month and a half away.
Yeah.
You think he's going to give up any tips right now on who he wants? Of course he's going to say he believes in Daniel Jones. Because if push comes to shove and we miss on all three, which is possible, by the time it gets to six, those three are probably gone.
I think they're going to keep Jones for another
year. Let's keep it a bean.
We're still meeting with, like, we let's have keep it scheduled a bean. Meetings with Jaden Daniels.
They're going to keep Daniels for this.
But
this,
I've also
this
heard
year.
Reports that the Giants are seriously considering moving up if the opportunity presents itself. I saw that report from Chef. Not Chef, but Jordan Renan. That's an official beat writer. Like, I don't know, man. There's just a lot. We're not going to really know the Giants game plan until the day of.
The thing is, like, the one thing about Joe Shane, you could say Leon Rose as well, they've learned, like, being in the New York market, you just don't tell anybody anything. Literally, if you're not in that room, you don't have information about what's going on with the team.
I agree.
And that's just been – hey, it's working, though. That's the thing. When you're seeing, like, things building for your team, you know, that it's working. So nobody's spilling the coffee. I'd give up a first round and both seconds. That's it, just to move up.
Like next year's first?
For who? For which quarterback?
I mean, I guess we would be talking to number
Caleb
one.
Williams.
Because that's the
one. That's the only
the
real
on the
team.
Market.
Yeah, that's the only real team that's trying to really move back is the Bears. That's the number one spot, and Caleb Williams is the number one prospect.
And you're hearing more and more news about DJ Moore believes in Justin Fields and all of this, like, propaganda for, you know, J1. I mean, I'm a Justin Fields guy, but all of this coming out now is
I just wish he had some proper coaching.
Yeah,
wish he had some proper coaching. Man.
Eberflus ain't it. Eberflus is definitely not it. I mean, I think the offensive line definitely plays a big factor. You know, he's in a similar situation to Daniel Jones, but this year's and our second Seahawks pick for Williams.
Yeah, our second from the Williams trade.
Right.
Both seconds.
It's tough.
The sixth pick this year and the first pick
Caleb,
next
though.
Year.
That's the thing. I'm not huge on Caleb.
Why?
I think he's going to be good. He has the tools to be good.
He has the tools, bro.
He just didn't have the proper coaching,
how many
if
guys
anything.
In the NFL right now
he was just going off.
But
here's the thing, though, Matt. He was just going off a raw skill at USC. He wasn't even getting coached up like that, bro. Like, it was all fucking Pat Mahomes is, like, running out of the pocket and slinging it crazy down the field, doing extra wild bombs and, like, wild shit.
It's just the
but
guys.
But, like, let's see. I want to see. I think he could actually translate those skills into a conventional quarterback that can do it all.
There's
so
just
I think
so
he could
many,
be good.
So many high picks. At the quarterback position.
I think they're all good.
Especially with the highest expectation that don't pan out. It's just being that guy in the draft.
I think
tough.
All three between Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels are going to be great quarterbacks in the NFL. I think all three of them are going to be
great. What
about
the kid from Washington? You think he has a shot?
Penix, big Penix energy?
Second or third rounder?
It depends where he goes.
Second or third rounder, huh?
Second round, definitely second round, but... It really depends where he goes.
What system he goes into, yeah.
Yes, if he goes into the right system where he has a good line and he has time to throw the ball,
it's
going to get scary. I promise you, it's going to get scary. And you know another quarterback that motherfuckers need to watch out for eventually? Hendon Hooker. Nobody talks about Hendon Hooker because he's behind Jared Goff. But he was a fucking dog at Tennessee last year. He tore his ACL his senior year when he was the Heisman favorite over fucking all these guys that just got picked this year. He was the Heisman favorite over all of them. And he fucking...
I don't know if he was ever better than Bryce Young. Bryce Young was like always number one. That's the thing. And now Bryce Young is disappointing.
No, Bryce Young's just in a bad situation. He's too light in the ass, man.
And he's very small. This is the first time where I'm like, this guy is like out of featherweight.
Yeah,
he's because like Kyler Murray's small, but he's so agile.
And he's compact.
And he's so compact that it makes up for it. But a guy like Bryce Young, he's light and he's small and he's short. And he don't even got an arm like that.
No, he was just in a great situation.
He was on Alabama, and that's why I really don't fuck with Alabama quarterbacks up until Tua.
I don't think Tua is a winning quarterback still.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's been no Bama quarterback that's like him, period. You know what I mean? Like, there's no Alabama great at the quarterback position.
Yeah, honestly, it's Jalen Hurts as well, and you know. Jalen Hurts is good. I think he's good, but he's not elite, in my opinion. He's not elite yet.
He has the tools. He needs to be coached up.
He just had a really great team, too.
He showed me that he can play from the pocket. Not this past season, but the season before. He played well. Jalen Hurts is a damn good quarterback. The thing about it, he has to learn now to play. You know, you remember when Vic went away? He was run. When he came back, he learned how to play from the pocket. So if Hurts can do that early in his career, and
he's not good from the pocket, though. Like, he's just like he is, but he isn't. I don't know. It's weird. I think
because
he's going to be
overshadowed.
I think he's
going to
get
running.
Better in time.
Yes,
I think so.
It gets overshadowed because of his running. That's what these guys.
The Eagles are going to get worse and worse team around him. I don't even know if AJ Brown's coming back this year. For the Eagles.
Him and Devontae went on like Kay Adams and was saying they were both saying that they are going to stay and neither of them won out. And that was just rumors. But I think they want to stay. I mean, I
would want to stay if I was AJ Brown, though. I would want to stay.
It's just his cap hit is like $18 million or something.
But now we're going to see if was it the players or was it the coaches? Because the coaches stunk, yes, but I feel like it was a scapegoat attempt as well because I feel like Eagles played straight up fucking bad.
Yeah.
They played bad.
Horrible.
It wasn't like, the play calling wasn't good, but y'all still didn't play good as football players, right. As athletes. Right. You got fucking smacked around and you lost 6 out of your last 7 games and you should have lost all 7.
Please.
Honestly, should have lost 8 games straight.
You were 10-1. No, they were 11-1. 11-1.
Like, come on now.
10-1 and then freaking 12 games. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But we knew that was going to happen. Looking at their schedule, is cupcake the first half of the year.
I was calling it.
Once Thanksgiving hits, it's over.
I called it before the season. I said they're going to have a great first half and a shitty second half.
Yeah.
I want to bring up the clip of that, me saying that before the Eagles season, because I promise you I've said that shit. Most of them.
It wasn't all cupcakes, though. They beat KC and Buffalo. They beat Kansas City and Buffalo.
How did they
win? Yeah, but they beat them. They did. Yeah. They get the wins.
Yeah, thanks to the refs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really don't understand? Birds fans thinking they're going to land Xavien Howard, knowing he hates Vic. Yeah, Xavien Howard is going to be released. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic. Let's talk about Xavien Howard. Where do you think Xavien Howard is going to go? I don't think he's going to go to the Eagles. And this is the problem with – yes, this is the problem with Eagles fans because they feel like every, like, washed-up all-star is going to go to the Eagles. Nobody like that. Your window for washed up all-stars has ended this year. It's ended.
It's proven to be no
your
good.
Super Bowl window has ended this year.
I think he goes
so
to Baltimore.
These guys are not going to come to your team now because they're chasing rings. They know the Eagles aren't ring chasers anymore. It's over for all that shit. Y'all got figured the fuck out and y'all cooked. You better hope your coordinators were the reason.
They got
you better hope.
Deep fried last year, man.
Or you're cooked. For real. The whole franchise cooked for a good 5 years.
I think he's a Baltimore Raven. I think Xavien Howard ends up in Baltimore. I think that would be a great fit for him, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for Bradberry. Yeah, that was their thing for a little bit. Thanks for Bradberry. And then when he lost them a Super Bowl, all of a sudden it was James Bradberry's the bad guy now.
I think Niners are going to let Chase Young walk. And I think they're going to pick that kid up from the Vikings.
He's going to walk himself into a Wendy's. That's what he's going to do. Flip some patties. That's all he's good for. Maybe playing the XFL.
Yep. His effort. You can't take plays off in the NFL. It shows up, man.
He's lazy.
Chase Young stinks, bro.
It shows up. He came out smoking hot with the Niners those first couple games. Then he just started getting lazy.
He don't got the motor. He don't got the driver dog in him. Yep. Straight up.
After that injury, he was just never the same. That's the thing. Like, he was supposed to come into the league, Ohio State product, being absolute unit. And Miles never Garrett was
up.
Just better.
Never lived
that
up
was
to
it.
Him. He never lived up to it.
What else we got here? So the Houston Texans actually called about Saquon Barkley, apparently. And I can't lie. I like that. I like that. That would be a sick fit for
I wouldn't even be mad if Saquon left for Houston. I actually wouldn't be mad.
I'd be happy.
Here's the thing. I as a Giants fan, I love Saquon Barkley. I think he's the man.
But we're never paying you.
But I don't think we're paying you. We're not. I think it's over. I think he's played his last game as a Giant.
Yeah.
Sadly, because I'm going to miss him. And that's my guy. But he deserves better.
Yes, because he's been in a constant state of rebuild, man.
It's honestly on Dave Gettleman. From the start,
I blame
it
Dave.
It was the wrong
pick. We shouldn't have picked him in the first place.
Yeah, it was just we were infatuated with some Penn State highlights. That was it.
Yeah,
I was too. Exactly. I loved him.
I think he was great.
Running down the field.
Yeah, and honestly, there was a couple years that it really paid off having him. But
he won us a lot of games.
We should have got Josh Allen and stopped being stupid, you know?
Yeah, no. It was, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. There's not much to
say.
We could
have got Josh Allen.
Took Saquon, bro. The Niners did some, but we took freaking
to
Alex Smith over fucking Aaron. Then we picked Solomon, what's the name, on the Jets over Patrick Mahomes. Solomon Thomas.
You took Trey Lance.
Yeah, that's Trey Lance. I'm just talking about in our past. We've had some bonehead moves, man. Yeah.
I mean, I still just can't get over the fact that the entire NFL had an opportunity to get Lamar Jackson for two first-round picks and just passed on it. Like, that it will forever be one of the more insane, like, a blackball attempts, I would say, by the NFL. That was just inexcusable by these GMs. There were so many teams that probably could have been great this season with Lamar at the helm. Right. And they just they let it go.
Out of solidarity, too.
Yeah, that's gross. Imagine the Falcons with Lamar Jackson on that team. I mean, there's a lot of teams that you plug in a QB. Yeah, the Buccaneers with Lamar Jackson.
I heard if the Bears do trade out of that number one pick, they're going to trade Fields to the Falcons.
Hmm.
That would be nice. I would like that.
I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Pittsburgh neither.
I wouldn't be mad at Fields in Pittsburgh either.
Yeah.
I would kind of like that.
Pittsburgh guy.
But he's the Bears. Nah. He's not going to.
He's not getting coached.
He's not going to do it there.
He's not getting coached.
It's not happening at that poverty franchise.
Yeah, he's running for his life.
Yep. Fields got to be a part of something special in order for him to be a special quarterback, in my opinion. If he's a part of shit. Just like Bryce Young, I don't even know if Bryce Young would be good in a good situation at this point.
He's just too small.
But Fields shows these flashes that
Fields
are
could be great, I feel like.
He had that, what was it, like a 4-touchdown game with him and DJ Moore just went crazy that one time this past season. Like, I don't know. Garden's looking pretty packed watching pregame.
Yeah, no Brunson, no Hartenstein. So, I mean.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what kind of result we're going to get today, but it's probably going to be
healthy,
a loss.
Fully healthy Pelicans, too.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to talk about the emergence of Herb Jones.
Herb Jones is him.
Herb Jones is something the casual still doesn't know about, by the way. The casual still doesn't know about Herb Jones. But Herb Jones.
I main tuning in right as we talk next is awesome.
Might just get B.I. the fuck out of New Orleans.
I mean, if we didn't trade for OG, I would have loved Brandon Ingram as a prospect, you know, a potential guy to go get. But
still, still could get him. Why not?
I don't know. If I don't know where he'd fit in this lineup.
Nah, he
would be a lot of length.
He wouldn't fit. He wouldn't fit.
That would be crazy length. We just need to get healthy. At the end of the day, like if the Knicks can get healthy, it's big. You know what I mean? Like if you get this full starting lineup back, Julius Randle hoping to be back before the end of the season, OG 2-3 weeks, Mitchell Robinson continues to, you know, make
March
progress
within the month.
We got to get guys back, man.
We need Randle back by the end of March. This month is going to be big for the Knicks. Playoffs start in April. This is the last month. We need all three back within 10 games. And that's what. Within 10 games left of the season.
Where are you guys in the standings right now?
We're fourth seed, right?
What's the what's the ceiling for the Knicks? Healthy three or not? Seed like right now. Because that's the thing. Like I said,
healthy right now, this Knicks team without Randle, without OG, without Robinson.
Oh, I mean that's a first round exit.
We may get past the first round depending who we're playing, but we're gonna get killed in the second round. Whoever we play doesn't matter.
If it's just Brunson,
he
would get hurt.
Your
troops coming back?
Minutes.
Huh?
Your troops coming back?
I don't know.
Healthy Knicks team is looking at the Eastern Conference Finals.
If we get them all back,
aspirations of the Eastern Conference Finals.
There's aspirations at winning it all. I don't give a fuck what anybody's talking about.
It's if just a healthy Knicks 100%.
Team. I don't give a fuck what anybody's talking about, bro. Yeah. We can see anybody in seven. I don't care.
The OG, like OG dapping up Frank Fleming, literally ruined the fate of this franchise. It's so sad.
Frank Fleming dapped up OG.
It was over, bro. It was seriously over. Yeah, Knicks are good, man. The Knicks are good with everybody healthy. When Brunson, Randle, and OG were playing, January was a ridiculous month.
We lost one game.
One game. That was it.
In the whole month.
The Frank the Tank curse. Yeah, every team he enjoys just rots. I mean, the Dolphins, the Mets, now the Knicks. It's just, it's not good. A piece away and a bench piece away from the finals team. I mean, those pieces, I think, are just not healthy right now.
Yeah, the pieces are because injured reserve.
If you get our pieces guys back, then guys like Dante DiVincenzo, guys like Bogdanovich, guys like Burks, their volume is much, much less to where they just have to be okay role players. Let our guys do their thing. And like the guys that are sitting here getting 48 minutes a game are going to be getting maybe 25.
If we have a fully healthy Knicks team, which we haven't seen yet, even with after the Bogdanovich trade is what I'm saying. We haven't seen a whole healthy Knicks team yet. Well, I feel like this team, the only team that could see Knicks in seven.
Julius Randle's like,
it's the Celtics.
Julius Randle literally never gets hurt, bro. I don't know what Julius Randle, like, he got hurt his rookie year and then this shoulder injury. He's been an Iron Man for this team. He played every single game last year. And he played, I think, close to, 80 games the year before. Like, Julius Randle's been the heart and soul of this Knicks team from the jump. And, like, everyone had him in trade rumors and trade machines for a long time. And he deserves the respect that he's overcame that and still been the franchise cornerstone.
And I hope Knicks fans really, truly understand and really feel and get why we have Randle now. A lot of Knicks fans hated Randle for a very long time. But now once he went down against the Heat, and we've been, what, a 500 team since, pretty much, maybe, 7-4 maybe, but like not even close to the team that we've been. He matters. He matters to the Knicks, guys. Yeah. Sorry. If we want to win, we need Julius Randle on the court. I don't give a fuck what anybody's talking about anymore. I'm tired of the Randle slander. I don't want to hear it no longer because we obviously see his value now. We obviously see it. Yes, Brunson is amazing, and he's the number one guy. But Julius Randle, without him, like you said, we're probably a first-round exit.
77 games is crazy, bro. In today's NBA, guys are taking off, two games a week at this point. Wow. Like, it's crazy out here. And Julius Randle's been consistent.
I hope Knicks fans see his value now, is what I'm trying to say.
He was on the team when we had five power forwards.
Hating ass motherfuckers, bro. Hating on Julius Randle.
The other teams in the East that stand in your way?
Celtics.
I'm only intimidated by Boston, right?
Celtics.
Now.
That's the team. And honestly, the Heat are starting to cook up again. At the right time. It always happens to sit around the same time. Every fucking year, they're on a 5-game streak. Look, the Heat will be here come playoffs, too. Sorry to tell you guys. I hate them, but guess what? I just know the trends of the NBA.
The Jimmy Butler stuff is getting a little...
about the Pelicans Heat game a couple of days ago? A fan almost got cooked. Jimmy Butler got suspended for a game. Jose Alvarado for three games. I think even Brandon Ingram a game. I don't know. I forget. But they were, it was a scrap fest in there. They brawled. And then even a fan got swung on damn near, I'm pretty sure. I forget the whole story, but it got crazy, bro. That's crazy.
That's awesome. I love it, honestly. You live for it.
But Jimmy Butler was a cornball if y'all would have saw it, bro. That's typical
Jimmy. He's a fake tough guy. He's annoying. And he's just a nuisance. Like, he loves to play like he's this big, bad dude. And he's not.
Yeah, he does beat his chest a bit.
He does, like, constantly. Meet, like, we get
back.
It.
Meet me
we,
in the back.
Yeah, we get right, it because man. You he had that little scuffle with Grant Williams. Literally Grant Williams. And he won, you know, I guess you could say. And now all of a sudden Jimmy
beat Grant Williams, though.
That's what I mean. Like, we're come on, man. Jimmy's Instagram story was corny. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was whack. Yeah. The Magic have a shot at making it to the second round this year. Congrats for the first time.
They're ever. Just young. They got to get that baptism.
Congrats. But you play any team that does this shit for real in the playoffs?
Any experienced
playoff team is cooking y'all.
They got to play the Cavs or the Pacers.
Have to.
That's real. That's
you
really
have to play it. The Pacers first
in
round.
Order to move.
Yeah. You play. You're losing to the Heat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh yeah.
You're losing to the Heat first round if y'all play them.
It's unfortunate.
Honestly, y'all can possibly get the Sixers.
Oh wait,
get the Sixers in seven.
Here,
possibly
it is.
Without Embiid, right?
I live for Indiana.
The Pacers been frauds.
We've
always been.
Tyrese
frauds.
Halliburton is who I thought he was,
They've
and that's
been
not
frauds.
As good as Jalen Brunson. That's the facts. Tyrese Halliburton is a fraudulent basketball player. He's been assist hunting for 3/4 of the season. And now all of a sudden, you know, we're blaming an injury that happened 2 months ago. We're bringing back hamstring injury rumors. The guy was at the All-Star weekend, you know, cooking up half court three pointers. But now all of a sudden we're going back and saying the hammy's been bothering him.
Wow.
Oh, it's disgusting. It really is. He was supposed to be your next Reggie Miller. What? Gross.
It was crazy. Candace Parker was talking mad shit about Brunson.
Of course.
And now
Candace
the Knicks
Parker
fans,
sucks.
Candace Parker went to the Knicks Heat game, right? She was calling the Knicks Pacers game. And she was wearing the Reggie Miller choke.
Right. Yeah, the shirt.
But, bitch, do you not understand that the Pacers lost that series? That he did that to the Knicks?
Damn. Candace Parker's the ultimate hater, though. That's the thing. Like, Candace Parker's an ultimate hater.
You just made yourself look dumb. Stupid.
Tyrese Halliburton's a really good player. Maybe at your local YMCA. But, you know, not.
It. All right, Matt.
Look.
All right.
Look,
come on.
Halliburton
is very, very fucking good. Don't get it to
he's just not up
the Pacers.
He's not up there.
I know. He gets a lot of the volume because it's the Pacers.
That's it.
But the Pacers stink. And Halliburton is the only guy that's getting points from him. I think he's a very talented player. I think he has mad fucking skills. I think he's an amazing player. But I think you're right. I also don't think he's better than Brunson. But that's a Knicks fan bias of me to say that because Halliburton had more votes. Halliburton has more stats. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I play with the eye test. And I see a winner. I like winners. Period. I like winners. And that's what Jalen Brunson is. He's a winner. When you're a point guard, the biggest stat to me is winning and assists. Obviously, points too, but winning counts most to me when you're a point guard. Just like a QB.
Take care.
Winning is not about the yards and the touchdowns to me. It's about winning. And that's why I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback.
Honestly, I think what triggered me the most this past All-Star weekend was that I had Charles Barkley, NBA on TNT, just rooting and saying, oh, man, look out for this Pacers team come the playoffs. And then goes, I mean, between Tyrese Halliburton and then you got a guy like and then lists Miles Turner as a number two. Like this guy, Miles Turner, is going to step up come playoff time. Upon him like he was Anthony Davis. It is disgusting. I don't know who was slipping the checks from Indiana. Maybe Larry Bird had a little bit of something riding on the All-Star weekend. He needed a little bit of boost for the Pacer fans, but it was gross. I get they were the home team, you know, this past All-Star weekend, but it's just Miles handicap Turner. Yeah, Disgusting.
They gotta fucking relax. When you got Obi Toppin starting, you gotta relax. Well, he hasn't started in a while. But
I can't believe Precious Achiuwa is 570 days younger than Obi Toppin.
That was a stat. That blew my mind. But I forgot Obi came into the league at like 24.
24 yeah. Out of Dayton. That's crazy.
Super senior out of Dayton.
Yeah. He was just high flyer. That's it.
Ah, shit. Fuck the Pacers. They're probably a first round bounce depending on who they play. They play the Knicks. It's a first round bounce.
Who you liking out west?
Out west? I want to see the Timberwolves honestly make a run.
Thunder is my sleeper team, though.
Thunder's gonna be sleeping as a two seed, though?
Yeah, but nobody's saying they're going to win it. Nobody. They're all going Denver. They're all going even Los Angeles.
Hey, just like Miami, though.
Clippers.
Look out for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are getting hot at the right time.
Steph is getting hot at the right time.
That's it. They're getting a little chemistry. Draymond is back, and he's not hitting anybody just yet.
Don't let the Suns lock in either. You know, the Suns could make some damage done if they actually give a fuck. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about
that. They got a lot of talent on the Suns, but they just can't get it together.
West is just loaded. The West is loaded right now.
They're loaded, but they're not loaded. Cause like they're loaded.
They're pretty loaded.
They're loaded. Because the Kings, we didn't even talk about the Kings. You know what I'm saying?
You got the Nuggets. Like Nuggets, the Nuggets are
Thunder,
still...
the Wolves. I think the Wolves are. I just can't see Cat winning it all. I just can't. I can't. He's too soft. He's too soft.
Well, it would be
Anthony Edwards, but Cat would have to play a huge role in it too.
Yeah,
he would have to play a just as much bigger role as Anthony Edwards if they wanted to win a championship.
Right.
If they really wanted to win a championship, and Gobert would have to play out of absolute.
Crazy.
First team defensive ball. Only way this would happen. But Cat's not there.
Sabonis is so unappreciated by the league. I mean, once his chest got stomped in by Draymond, I feel like he lost some credibility.
Some Sonic coins.
Yeah, that was really bad. Like Draymond went full boot to chest on Sabonis, and he was just never the same.
I think Sabonis is very tough, but I feel like he's a stat pattern in a sense. I feel like he gets mad stats. Definitely. It doesn't really show for anything. Like I don't know. He's great, but they're aware
of it too. They're keeping.
I don't know. The Kings are idiots for trading Halliburton. I don't give a fuck what anybody else is saying. They're idiots.
Yeah.
They kept Davion Mitchell. Like you could have had a Halliburton Fox
combo.
It could have worked. I feel like it could have worked.
And in that
it could have got really scary.
And a guy like Harrison Barnes is like all you need at small forward. Because then they had Rashawn Holmes and they had Sabonis. So that team could have been cooking.
I'm telling you, they should have stayed with that Halliburton, bro. Traded Fox for Sabonis, if anything. Plus way more. You would have got way more out of Fox at the time than you would have gotten out of Halliburton. You would have got way more picks. We got a way bigger bag.
Now, how's that Philly tape, that Buddy Guile thing working out with them?
Oh, Buddy's been great for Philly, honestly. Yeah. He's been good. He's very good on the road. At home, he is not, though.
I went to the game last week, and they looked fucking bad.
Yeah?
Knocked downtown
the Sixers. Bad. They looked bad.
Oh, I don't take them too seriously. I can't lie to you.
Sixers look bad without
Embiid. Yeah.
They're bad.
I think he's going to be a great fit, though, with Buddy. I think that's going to
probably
compliment
next year.
Well.
I don't even think he's coming back.
Buddy wasn't even impressive to me either, though.
Potentially end of March. For Joel Embiid.
He'll be back. Joel will be back. He's just going to get re-hurt in the playoffs again, though.
Yeah.
Triple. He's going to get hurt again.
He's got, what is it, the Hubba Bubba bubble tape in his knee now.
He's going to come back with like 6 games left in the season. His knee's not going to be ready enough. He's going to go in there anyway. He's going to fly all around the place like an asshole, and then he's going to get hurt again. And they might make it out the first round this year. Might. It's not a guarantee for them to get out the first round like it always is, even with Embiid.
Max,
that's what I'm saying.
Carry.
Even with Embiid, because the depth on that team is such dog shit.
It's bad.
Outside of Maxi and Embiid, I don't give a fuck about Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield, He doesn't really, he doesn't move the needle. He does not scare me. A real 3-and-D guy is strapping Buddy Hield the fuck up at any time.
He doesn't want to see an OG Anunoby.
Oh my God, bro. But we'll play DiVincenzo on Buddy Hield and it's locked down. And it's locked down, even with DiVincenzo on.
Or Josh Hart.
It doesn't matter. OG is going on Maxi.
Yeah.
Period. Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein backcourt sometimes to stop Embiid. Okay.
Yeah, don't let the Knicks get healthy.
Don't let the Knicks get fucking healthy, period. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
We're going to hurt Embiid. We're going to fucking beat him with metal bats, and then he's going to beg to come to our team this offseason. I'm praying we see the Sixers first round because they're dropping. By the way, I was listening to Philly radio today.
They're nervous.
Driving. Bro, they are nervous. They are shaking in their fucking boots about the Sixers. So I'm going to tell you why. Orlando is a game and a half behind Philly. The Heat are a game and a half behind Philly. And the Pacers are a game and a half behind Philly right now. Philly is going to play
All
Boston.
Three can beat them.
Philly is playing Boston tonight without Embiid.
Yeah.
L. You know you're losing that. The Magic are playing some dog shit team. They're about to beat them. And the Heat play another dog shit team. All these teams are going to be a half a game behind the Sixers within tonight. And then they're gonna be a 7 seed by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's scary.
Philly's going to be a 7 seed by the end of the week, guys.
Scary stuff. Scary, scary stuff.
So, you guess who you're going to have to play in the first round, bud? You're going to have to play the Bucks, the Knicks, or the Cavs, or Boston first round.
Did you guys see the...
You're done.
Speaking of the Bucks, did you guys see the Glorilla and Damian Lillard thing?
Yes, Glorilla said she'll beat Damian Lillard's wife up.
Yeah, and apparently...
She wants Damian Lillard so bad, and he's like, she's like, I don't care if he got a girl. She can't beat me. Yeah.
Wow. And then, listen, somebody said... That he afterwards he got the Glorilla Grip 3000 because they're 2-0 since. I don't know. And Damian Lillard's been better.
This is a sick Negro.
He's been better. But no, at the end of the day, it's
Matt
Doc Rivers.
Some shit.
It's Doc Rivers. You know exactly what time Doc Rivers is on when it comes to the playoffs.
All right, here's another. What do you guys think of the Clippers out west?
Clippers are serious.
I like the Clippers. Let's see if they can stay healthy and locked in though.
Yeah.
Let's see if they actually give a fuck when it comes playoff time. Let's see if Kawhi can lock in. If Kawhi can lock in, I know PG's going to come and play.
Yeah, Harden's been balling too.
I don't give a fuck. I know PG's going to play. I know even Harden is going to try his hardest in the playoffs too. He comes and shows up. It's up to Kawhi. What is Kawhi going to do? What is even Westbrook going to do off the bench?
Yeah.
Let's see what they're going to do.
Clippers are still unserious. I get the
skepticism. They care and they give a fuck and they actually want to do this for real.
Constantly.
I say this about the Clippers every year. Every year I say this about the Clippers.
Talented.
They're nice. But they're not locked in.
There's always a but.
Kawhi can't be missing back-to-backs, fucking up the chemistry, doing goofy shit. I think Kawhi is actually over the, like, all right, I'm going to sit for this many games shit.
I think that's why
the Clippers are actually good this year. Like, and they can actually do something. I think the Clippers have an outside shot of going to the championship this year. Mm. They have an outside shot.
The West is just so loaded. That's the thing. Like, it's kind of almost a bad.
I don't know if they can beat the Nuggets in 7. I don't know.
That's tough.
I don't know.
I don't think they can, honestly.
But they could take the Thunder to 7, though.
They could definitely take the Thunder.
They could beat the Thunder.
That's a good series right there.
All these other teams they can beat. They could beat the Warriors probably, too, if they lock in. They got to lock in, though.
Yeah.
They got to lock in. Suns, that's an even matchup, too.
I think they win that. Bradley Beal can't handle any guys over there. That's the thing. Bradley Beal on defense.
He's a cone. So is Harden. Harden's a cone, too.
But you have PG.
But PG and Kawhi are not cones.
And even Zubac is a presence down low.
Like, yeah.
Zubac is respectable.
Yeah, he's a respectable big.
How does the West get stacked like that? Well, you got guys with young teams like the Timberwolves, like the Thunder, that are just overachieving more than people thought they would. And then you have teams that have been loaded with the, you know, well-known household superstars, like your Denver Nuggets with Jokic, like the Lakers, you know, like the Warriors, like we're talking about, you know, with all of these Western Conference teams. You have your, you know, Mavericks who are right in the thick of things. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of different Western Conference teams.
We didn't even talk about the Lakers. We haven't even said anything about the Lakers because they're not even...
They're not serious to me.
They're not serious to me either.
No.
But they're still a decent team, though.
Darvin Ham.
They're still decent.
Oh, my goodness.
They're still decent, though.
Okay. Here, I want to go off script. What do you think of this? I've been reading and hearing talk about LeBron's son coming into the league. What do you guys think of him as a...
Do you think... Bronny comes out this year, first of all,
He just got ranked off of ESPN's list for this year and is now on the 2025 because they just don't see it going well for him.
I don't see him going into the NBA draft this year. I just don't see
one more growth spurt.
He needs, I don't know what he needs. He just needs to
bring up
like more volume. He needs more volume.
You can't 5 points a game. It's not
5 points a game.
That ain't the answer.
He's got to only be shooting the ball maybe five times if he's averaging 5 points.
Got to get him on the HGH and he'll be you know,
Le Jugs.
Yeah, get him up there within the chamber with Bron and he'll be good. He just hasn't reached that like physically mature point to where I'm like, okay, this kid's a serious prospect now. Like he's a big body and he's grown, but I don't see him like, you know, in that
because he plays good defense. Like he's a good player. I don't think Bronny's a bad player at all. No, I just think he's a freshman. What did he do in Sierra Canyon his freshman year? Let's think about it.
Yeah, no, he wasn't good.
He didn't even play. He barely played any minutes on Sierra Canyon.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same shit here. He's not one of these
standout
fucking prospects. He never has been. Right. I mean, he has been. He's always been popular because he's LeBron's son. But as far as like him actually being one of those top prospects, like, oh, he could come out of the fucking high school. No.
And that's a good point by Amin. Like, he literally went from cardiac arrest to now he's back to playing.
Exactly. And that's a big part of it, too.
I'm happy for that. He's healthy.
That's a big part of it, too.
But he's not,
you had literal heart failure less than fucking 3 months before the season started. And you still play.
Maybe that HGH you was talking about kicked in a little sooner than you thought. How's a young kid that age all of a sudden just got the heart problems? What's going on?
Bryce is going to be him. Nick.
That's what they say. They say Slick, the younger brother.
Bryce is him. Bryce is coming out first year. I'm going to tell you that right now. Bryce is coming out year one.
Yeah, he's him.
He is a dog. He's like just like LeBron.
Have you been hearing anything about the Wagner kid from Camden?
He's on Kentucky, son? Right?
Is he on Kentucky?
DJ Wagner? Wagner. Yeah.
Is he on Kentucky? I'm not sure. I was watching
Memphis.
Oh, okay. I was watching actually that Duke game.
I haven't heard much about it. I haven't really watched a lot of college basketball. I don't really watch college basketball till March. I'm about to start getting into it now. Yeah. I start watching college basketball when the conference tournaments start. That's when I tune in.
Right.
From that point on. Because I really don't fuck with college regular season. There's a lot of blowouts. It's a lot of fuck shit. I don't really like it.
You know, the other day I went to a Monmouth game. You know, just for the atmosphere is pretty good, man. They got a nice little setup up there, Monmouth University.
Shout out to Monmouth. I always fuck with Monmouth, man. Monmouth always... That's the local university, you can say, because OCC, obviously. So, I mean, Monmouth, you know, but I'm really a Rutgers dude at the end of the day, period. Like, I'm a Rutgers guy. They're not my favorite team because they've been terrible my whole life. But when they're good, that's my number one team. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. When they're actually a top 25 team or like Geno Baker and all them joints. Mm-hmm. Ron Harper Jr. was there with Geo Baker and them. And they were real tough. And that's when I like Rutgers, but fuck all that. They're about to try to debuff the scoring in the league. Do you think that's a problem? No. I like more defense. Honestly, I don't like it because that's the Knicks style of ball. Now, if they debuff scoring, that's going to take away from what the Knicks are trying to do. And that's fuck motherfuckers up in the paint.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I don't think they're going to find a way like that. It's kind of hard. Like, you're going to change
cap on the score.
You're going to change the outlook of history in the league. Rules. Like, it's I don't think it. I think there's only conversations because there were so many 3-point attempts in the All-Star game. Like, if there wasn't 138 threes shot that game, I don't think we're sitting here complaining about scoring, honestly. It's too late. You're going to literally mess up trajectory of guys' statistical careers. So I think it's, I mean, you have a guy like Steph Curry has the most 3-pointers all time and could be getting, you know, a crazy amount more. And then you're going to change the rule when he's played in the league, you know, for almost 20 years now with this in effect. Like, I just don't see a scenario where it makes sense for the NBA.
I agree. I don't know. The NBA fucked it up enough. Like you said, and certain people will have like record advantages.
The player representative is Grant Williams. So, like, I don't really know at this point. Like, thinking about it, it might be over.
We'll see what happens, man. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Is there anything else,
man,
to talk about?
When I come back, I'll have some baseball stuff to talk about.
What do you want to talk about with baseball?
Once it gets going,
is he heating up or in spring training?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. And the Mets ace is already out. What else is new? I'm so numb to this shit, I don't even give a fuck anymore. I'm actually happy. I don't even care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if Senga's gone for the whole fucking year at this point. I don't care. It happens every year.
He might be.
Every year.
It's so
bad. It's every year. I expect it.
Yeah, you wait for the injury to happen, then you start putting it together, right?
I expect it.
Wow.
I'm sick of it. But the only thing I will say for the Mets is that, you know, at least Edwin Diaz is back.
You got the trumpets. That's what you
got. We got the trumpets back. We got the culture back a little bit. And we have the same exact bats that we won with less than a year and a half ago.
Sure.
We have all the same bats. We have the same exact lineup that took us far. Well, not that far, but we had 80-something, a lot of wins that year.
Speaking of baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays are rostering Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Daniel Vogelback, and Alejandro Kirk. If you sit all of them on the back of the plane, you can't take off. There's physically no way. You have the three biggest boys in baseball. Three Prince fielders on your team is nuts to me. That's fatties. A crazy strategy. Toronto, the Rogers Center, they must have like elite eats over there. That's all I know. Like, keep it coming.
Nah, dead ass, bro.
I mean,
baseball is going to be good this year.
Baseball should be fun. I think the
Yankees are going to be all right.
They should be okay. It's just the AL East is stacked.
I've been seeing some Yankees chatter.
Of course.
From you know who.
This happens.
You know who the one Yankees fan is that talks the most.
Oh, Antonio?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He predicted a championship for the Yankees.
No.
Yes.
We can't do that.
Go look for Antonio's name and go
there
see.
There was a play.
He put up a picture with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto holding the trophy together.
Oh, yeah, I saw
He's
that.
Like, I got a feeling.
I have
a feeling. And I wanted to comment it, but I was like, you know what? I don't even got fucking time for this shit. I don't got time for this shit right now, bro. I said, bro, relax, bro.
We can't be
relaxed.
I mean, there's snow on the ground.
Aaron Judge's toe isn't even 100% apparently. So, like, who knows? And then there was a play the other day. Juan Soto dove for a ball. His wrist, like, bent back a little bit, and I almost had a heart attack. Yeah. It was okay, but it's like, man.
It can happen.
It's you're one play away from your whole team being, you know, blown up. I mean, look at the Senga stuff. Look at, like, a Ronald Acuna, or even look at Judge last year when he hurt his toe. It's just one freak thing in baseball, and these guys are literal glass.
And do you notice this about sports, pro sports? If a guy goes on and have like a record breaking year, that next year he's straight dog shit.
Especially
that's
in
all sports.
Baseball especially.
Sports, man. Dude. Yeah.
Pitchers especially.
Judge hit all those home runs in the next year. He's tripping over his tampon strings.
We'll see what he does this year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll have some more baseball predictions next week, though. I think we're gonna wrap it up. I appreciate all y'all. You already know what time it is. It's Most Watched TV. I'll see y'all next. I'll see you in 2 weeks, actually.
Peace.
We're off next week. Peace.